20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome into the Thursday edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm Steve Perch, joined always by the Dream Team, Dusty Evely, Sarah Kelleher. What's going on, guys?
Game day. Woo! Woo!
I'm so excited. I could not be more excited right now.
Dusty, I do have to ask, do you have the edit button ready?
We're ready,
functional on the edit button.
Fully functional on the edit. You do whatever you need to do.
Okay, because it's game day for once. Oh, my God. It's a real game day. For real. I've waited so long to actually say that. I mean, I love Packer football, but preseason is awful. It's been awful. And yeah, I'm so excited.
Everyone has the initial reaction. I know I did, at least when preseason came around, and I was like, yes, Packers football, it's back. And then after about the first quarter of the first preseason game, you're just like, oh, it's preseason.
and this doesn't matter.
Yeah, I cannot wait until the 5th. It could not come faster. So the fact that it is finally here, I am ecstatic right now.
Yeah, and we get the game preview. Even better.
Have a game preview. So yeah, it's really exciting. We've got a lot to talk about today. We've got the injury report came out, and for once the Packers don't have a lot of people on the injury report. There was a lot of full participation, so we're excited about that. We're going to go through what we're all doing for the game, what we're watching for, talk a little bit about the Bears and the things that they did, and end with some predictions, and should be a good time, and lead us right up into game time on Thursday Night Football. So starting off, we'll go injury report. It's kind of a lot more limited. You know, it was pretty big for the Packers compared to the Bears. The Bears have three people on their injury report, and they were all just limited. It was Trey Burton, Rashard Coward, and, yeah, somebody else I don't even know, so I guess really doesn't really matter. But as far as the Packers go, they had most people with full participation. We knew Oren Burks obviously did not participate. Kadar Holman was limited, and I believe he's not going to be playing in this game. Then we've got Kevin King limited, but he will be playing. And then Darius Shepherd did not participate. We knew he's not going to be playing this game. And then Sternberger, who had went on the IR, did not participate. And then Tremont Williams was a limited participant. So all in all, I feel pretty comfortable going in. I mean, for me, the biggest thing would have been the tackles. Like, I want the tackles and the guards and want the whole offensive line to be fully healthy when they're going up against this huge defensive front.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's less than ideal that there's that many kind of limited participants, non-participants before week one. Like, I don't like that. But at the same time, yeah, there's no one where I'm like, that sucks really bad. You're right. The offensive line's intact. Rodgers is intact. Running backs are intact. Wide receivers are intact for the most part. I'd say that's fine.
Yeah, and I think, too, they're very cautious during the preseason with what goes on. And so some of the injuries may not be as serious as they would be during the season. So it could be more precautionary as well than what we know.
So let's have a little fun. Where you guys, what are your plans for the Packers-Bears games? Where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing? Like, what's going on for you? Let's, Sarah, you're actually down and you've survived the hurricane. Is that correct?
Yes. So we got really lucky where I live and we didn't end up getting hit basically at all. We had some winds last night and some rain, but barely any cleanup. It'll be more just picking stuff up and taking shutters down, stuff like that. So I kind of got a pleasant surprise out of that. And now I get to watch the game with my whole family instead of at my apartment alone in Orlando. So that'll be really fun. I'm excited. My dad is ecstatic because we love watching the games together. So it'll be really fun. We're going to have a couple friends over and watch, and my mom's probably going to cook some food, and it'll be really great. So it turned out to be a big family affair, which I am very excited about.
Okay. I was not aware that there were Category 5 hurricanes. So that's apparently what this was? Is that what?
Yeah, it's never happened before ever in the history of hurricanes. You know, it's crazy, and I don't even know.
Thank goodness you survived. We're all very happy that you're alive and well, and you'll be celebrating with a Packer victory tomorrow night, which is
absolutely
outstanding.
Absolutely.
Dusty, what are your plans?
So I actually got a softball game tomorrow night. I asked the woman who does the scheduling. I was like, hey, man, we're all, like, a bunch of us are Packers fans. Can you schedule earlier? And she's like, I'll see what we can do. I asked her, like, a month before the season started. You don't see what you can do. Just do it. So we've got an 8:30 game tomorrow, which stinks. And we've got no rain on the horizon, so we're playing. So it's me. I got two of my brothers and a good friend of mine are big Packers fans. So what we're going to be doing, I've got YouTube TV. So I've got that sucker set up to DVR. We are going to have phones put away. We're going to play our game. Then we're going to go back to my house. We're going to drink some bourbon. And we're going to start the game from the beginning by DVR and watch it that way. So hopefully we can stay away from phones and everything. But yeah.
Dusty not being on Twitter for that much amount of time, that's impressive.
I never have my phone with me at the field, so that should be pretty easy. But yeah, I'm not going to be checking at all, you know, while we're watching, because we're going to be, you know, an hour or so up, or behind. Like, so yeah,
does that
so
stress you out? Like, does that give you some FOMO that you're not there?
Not really.
Like, when it's live? No?
Not really, because, I mean, a lot of times during games anyway, if I'm watching with people, I don't always have my phone on. I'm not always doing updates. Depends on the game. But we're usually, you know, talking about it amongst ourselves. So it's not that I'm not really, not overly concerned. I'll be with people I always enjoy watching games with. We'll get some cookies, again, bust out some bourbon. And yeah, I'm hyped, man. It's still, every year it's like such a long off season. It still doesn't feel like it's actually here.
I know.
Like, I'm excited, but I feel like I'm not as excited as I should be because it still feels like it's not actually happening. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm pretty excited. Steve, what are you up to?
So bourbon and cookies. You're going to eat some of those stupid-ass EL fudges you guys were all raving about yesterday?
Listen, I love EL fudges. And I don't know what your deal is, buddy.
They're good.
Listen, buddy.
You just have to respect it.
Yeah, I don't know what your problem is. I don't know where this is coming from.
I clearly explained what my issue with that was.
I chose to. I didn't.
He said it was his favorite Oreo.
Yeah. You did.
That was my issue. It's a good cookie. Don't get me wrong. An EL Fudge is a good cookie. It's not a freaking Oreo. That's my problem.
Yeah, just by the brand by itself. The brand alone says that it's not an Oreo.
Exactly. That was my problem. And you guys all just washed over there like, oh, that's an amazing cookie. I have no problem.
Hey, Steve, do you want me to know why I did it?
You piss me off.
Yes, yeah. No, that's exactly.
I'm shocked. I am shocked that you would do something like that.
I was like, that blows my mind. I'm going to jump on this and agree with Andy because Steve's going to be furious about it. And then right on cue, you were like, "What's wrong with you guys?"
Yeah, I think my comment was, "There's the disagreement," right on time or something like that. Yeah. Because it was literally, I had read through the thread of everyone replying to each other, and I was like, "Everyone is agreeing right now." Knew it was too good to be true.
Well, actually, tomorrow for the game, I am going to be on my way to a bachelor party. So it is a destination bachelor party, which is a thing now. So we actually are going to be in Louisville, Kentucky for the bachelor party. So tomorrow I am leisurely driving down through Chicago. I've got a couple stops to make down there. And then heading over to a friend's house in Indiana. And then we're going to go to a bar and watch the game. He's a Bears fan. I'm a Packers fan. Actually, a very, very nice Bears fan. So he's not a jackass, which is very nice. Like, we can respectfully watch the game together and kill each other, which is fun. And then Friday morning, we'll be driving down to Louisville. So it should be really good. I'm hopefully going to get some beers, get some wings, watch the game. And I will be in Indiana is still very much Bears country because it's northwest Indiana. So pretty close to Chicago. So it'll still be Bears country, but don't you guys worry. I will be repping Packers gear. I will have on got one of my Under Armour hoodies that I like to wear, and then the Packers hat. So yeah, I'll be decked out for the game, and should be a good time.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So now we've officially moved into game time. We talked preseason wise. I kind of want to keep doing the same type of thing of the biggest thing that you guys are looking for in the game. Like, what are you going to watch for? I mean, obviously it's regular season, so all of it matters. The preseason was kind of, we were struggling with things to come up with because a lot of the players that were playing aren't even on the team anymore. So now that we're in the meaningful, like the meat of the season, what are you guys looking for? What are you watching for game 1 out of 16? Dusty, hit me up. What you got?
So this has been something I've been excited about since LaFleur got brought on as head coach. And that is, just the usage of offensive packages, kind of who they're running out there, what they're going to do with them. I mean, obviously it's talked about a lot with McVay and also LaFleur, kind of this being multiple, being able to run out one personnel grouping and able to do a lot of different things with that. From the same look, well, it's a couple different things. From the same look, being able to run different plays, and also from different looks running the same plays. And I think they've got the personnel to do that, which is exciting. Looking at the Football Outsiders almanac, the Packers ran 11 personnel, which is one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers, 77% of the time last year. I think the Giants ran that like 99% of the time. The Packers ran that 77% of the time. Titans ran that 57% of the time. So LaFleur mixed it up a little bit more than McCarthy did last year, which is not really a shock there. But I'm curious to see. I mean, I've talked about it a bunch here, but you know, the groupings they have, they could get with Vitali and Jones and Lewis, and then a couple wide receivers you can legitimately power run or spread the offense out. They've got the personnel to do that. So I'm looking at that, and I'm also looking at kind of the usage of shotgun. McCarthy ran shotgun a ton, especially last year with Rodgers injured. He ran a little more, but traditionally ran it quite a bit anyway. LaFleur ran, I can't remember the actual number. I think it was around 50% of his plays from shotgun. Based on splits, Rodgers actually does better under center anyway. So I'm looking at kind of just those differences that jump out. What are the personnel groupings? What is he looking like under center? Or how often are they putting him under center? And then also kind of play action as well, because LaFleur loves to run some play action. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. It's all on the offensive side, which is absolutely zero surprise if you know me at all. But yeah, those are my three main things. Just what are they doing? What are they doing when they're out there? Regardless of the plays, how does that look almost pre-snap? Who's he running out there, and kind of what are they looking like with that?
Sarah, yeah, what you got?
I definitely am excited to see what Dusty's looking for too, just because it is a new offense, and I'm interested to see how kind of Aaron Rodgers takes charge of that. But kind of on the opposite side of things, I'm going to kind of be looking at the defense, specifically the secondary and what they're going to do. I think the defense has been, the past couple years, it's been a constant development type of group, and we've seen it improve in some ways, but there's been injuries there. But Kevin King is supposed to play tomorrow, like we said, or today, like we said, and he's obviously a very talented player. Alexander's back there, and then we added Amos to the mix in the off season. So I think there's a lot of potential there, and I'm really going to be paying attention to that. I think if plays are going to be made, they're going to be made there. I remember last year the secondary saved the Packers, but a few times in the season opener, especially in the fourth quarter, they really stepped it up big. So I'm curious to see what they do this week and this game, and that's kind of what I'm going to be keeping my eyes on.
Yeah, I think that's really exciting too, because for the amount of impact players that they've added, I mean, starter-wise, they've added four, I mean, you can almost say four and a half starters with Rashawn Gary as well, but the Smiths, Darnell Savage, Adrian Amos, like that's just, it's an exciting time. Like, and you throw in a healthy Kevin King for once, like that's a dangerous group. So everybody's talking Bears defense, but it's really going to be exciting to see that Packers defense full on for once. So I'm excited to watch that. The thing I want to look for is rhythm. I'm looking for the Packers' offensive rhythm and seeing if Aaron Rodgers is buying into what LaFleur is talking about and his schematic ability. I want to see him take the shorter throws. I want him to see the open guy and hit it right away. I don't want the hero ball that was all of last year of there's open guys all over the place, and I'm still looking for the home run ball because Devontae wasn't wide open. So that is one of the biggest things I'm looking for. I want to finally see this offense in motion and fully expecting it's not going to – honestly, it probably won't go amazing the first couple of weeks. Like you have to expect that there's going to be bumps and there's going to be bruises along the way because this is still a learning process. This is their first time getting out in real gameplay. Like they didn't do any preseason stuff, which is understandable. You don't want to risk the injuries, but this is the first time we're actually seeing the Packers offense. And for the most part, it's actually the first time we're seeing the Packers defense. So there's a lot to look forward to. So it's really exciting. We actually will finally have a couple of answers, and that hopefully should help Matt LaFleur, because I'm thinking he's annoyed enough with the Green Bay Packers reporters as it is. After all of the audible questions, we finally saw Matt LaFleur snap on somebody, which his snap is pretty gentle. So
I've heard that about him, Steve.
I, There we go. Yeah. I was doing good. I thought I was going to be able to move past that right away, but
your face immediately told me that you were not going to be able to move past that.
No.
Yeah, there was the delayed reaction where it was like, oh, it's coming. There it is.
Dusty says a stupid ass comment that I just can't stop laughing at. Yeah, it's about once a podcast. So there it was. There you go, guys.
Got it out of the way.
Before we move on to score predictions, I just kind of want to jump into your overall thoughts. Maybe it's not division wise, but what are you thinking of the Bears team? Like they lost a couple starters on defense. They lost their defensive coordinator. You know, I think they're a very talented team, but I just kind of want to get what your overview of them is based on everything you guys have kind of seen throughout the offseason and preseason and everything.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, obviously good. And I think with the talent they have, that defense is still going to be good. I think, you know, some of it is, does Trubisky get better than he did last year? Does he take another step up? Like, that's going to be interesting. And really, the defense as well. I mean, the defense, I was looking up some numbers on this. The defense was the number one defense in the league last year by a lot of metrics and by Football Outsiders DVOA. One of the big reasons behind that was their interception percentage. There's been a lot of writing over the past few years about, especially in regards to Capers, when the Packers finally got rid of Capers, that like his defense is built on generating interceptions, and we're currently in an age where there's fewer interceptions than there ever have been. And so how that's not really a good way to build a defense. It's not a sustainable way to build a defense in this day and age. The Bears intercepted passes, it was like on, what was it, 14.8% of drives, which was the highest rate since 2013, which was the height of the Seattle Legion of Boom. And so that's a huge reason. I mean, their defense is good anyway, but that was one of the huge things of their defense being as good as it was. Over the past 10 years, every team that has led the league in interception percentage has regressed by like at least 5%. I think the average is 9%. The average is 5%. So seeing that number drop from like 14.8 to like under 10, that could play a huge difference in it as well. They're not going to be generating as many interceptions likely. The step down in a couple of those positions, you know, it's especially, you know, Amos to Clinton Dix, I think is going to be really interesting to watch, just knowing what we know about Clinton Dix. And as you mentioned, Steve, like the, I'm just going to leave it there.
I'm sorry. This is one of my favorite things I'm going to be watching. All of this game is going to be Packers fans. Anytime Clinton Dix doesn't do anything right, they're going to blow up Twitter. And then anytime Clinton Dix makes a tackle, if he sacks somebody, if God forbid, if he picks off Aaron Rodgers, holy crap, Bears Twitter is going to explode, and that's just going to be comedy gold. Like I'm invested in the Packers, obviously, but seeing that whole thing go down on Twitter is just going to be so damn funny.
It's the game within the game.
There's going to be a drinking game somewhere in America tomorrow. Every time he's mentioned, every time he's this, every time he's that, it's unbelievable. It's comical.
Yeah. That's exciting. But yeah, I mean, my last thing is, you touched on it, Steve. Fangio to Pagano, and even beyond Fangio. Fangio took Ed Donatell, who was the defensive backs coach, I think followed him from San Francisco to Chicago, and now he's going with him to Denver. And those defensive backs were so good. So they lost Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. They lost, why am I blanking on his name? Their slot corner as well, they lost, who also went
Callahan.
To Denver. Callahan. He went to Denver with Fangio and Donatell as well. And it's just, you get this weird, like, they've lost a couple pieces. And there's also been pieces I've seen cropping up over the past month or something where a lot of offensive players have been asked, like, who's the toughest defensive coordinator to go up against? Fangio is, like, always at or near the top of that list. So they've lost a couple guys. They're going to be adjusting to a new system. Interceptions are probably going to be down. Bears are looking good. I still think – I think Trubisky's going to take a tick up, even if that tick is, like, relatively small. I think the defense is still going to be good. They're just not going to be as good. And I don't know if that – the interesting thing that I'm going to be watching is that offense good enough to take the step up to bridge the gap between, like, a truly dominant defense? Because I think the defense is going to be good but not, like, dominant. So it's kind of the how does that play out? So I think they're good, but I think they're not – I think they're taking a step back from where they were last year just based on averages. They're also really healthy last year, and I can't see that continuing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get as in-depth as you did because that was crazy, and you're always super smart at that stuff. But I definitely think, like you said, Trubisky, whether he improves or not, he's kind of so up and down at times. He looks good one moment, and then the next moment, he's kind of for me. I think he's pretty dangerous when he's mobile and he moves around. He does a decent job. So that's something that we definitely would want the Packers to try to prevent from happening. That's a big test for the defense as well tomorrow. But I think the Bears, their offense is okay. They have some decent running backs that seem to always kill the Packers for no reason. And I think their defense is obviously very, very good. And like you said, Dusty, if they do, you know, decrease a little bit, I don't think it's going to be significant enough where people are saying, oh my gosh, the Bears defense is terrible now. I think they're still going to be one of the best defenses in the league, which I hate saying that, but it's true. And they have a lot of talent on that end. So I think they'll be fine. Obviously, their special teams are atrocious right now. So it'll be really interesting to see kind of what happens with that. If there's moments where it comes down to a field goal, are they going to be able to win the game or are they going to lose? I'm genuinely curious about that and what's going to happen there too. So overall, the team, I think the defense is reliable. The offense has potential, and then everything else is a little bit up in the water. So I think they'll definitely be someone to look out for in the division, someone to look out for potentially in the playoffs. But like you said, I don't know if they have enough oomph to get them to be so dominant where they're many games ahead of anyone else in the division. I think it'll be close no matter what.
You guys hit on a lot of the things that I have been thinking in my head for a long time. I think one of the bigger ones is the defensive coordinator. You know, they're going from a guy who would let his front four eat, and then the rest of their guys would sit back in zones, and that's why you're able to pick the ball off, is because, you know, you've got free safety and you've got strong safety that can just have their eye on the quarterback and where the ball's going and being able to read that quickly. To Pagano, who is somebody who likes to blitz. Like, that's a known fact about him. He likes to bring some heat to the quarterback, to which I say, bring it on. Like, if you want to blitz Aaron Rodgers, you go right ahead, because that man has a unbelievably quick release and can see that kind of stuff coming with. So I'm all about that. I think losing Callahan, I think losing Amos and putting Clinton Dix back there is not an upgrade in the slightest bit.
Yeah.
And Bears fans will fight us on that till tomorrow. I think tomorrow will be the end all be all of this argument. After the first play where Devontae goes for 75 yards and Clinton Dix is jogging after him, I think that's kind of where the debate will end. But so I'm watching for that. But look, their defense is good. Their defense is amazing. They've got a great front seven. I mean, if you've got Khalil Mack, you're already have a great front seven. I mean, you're just starting right there. That's a dude that commands a double team pretty much any time. And if you don't, you are hoping and praying that you're on you have a slant route that you can just throw it right to.
The blitzing thing is interesting, Steve. This is my last thing on that. The blitzing thing's interesting, especially with HaHa Clinton Dix back there, because you've got now blitzing, and Amos was – the thing about Amos is he's very steady. Mm-hmm. He didn't take a whole lot of things. Like, he was very solid in everything he did. So you now have a blitzing scheme and a safety who is prone to maybe, we'll say, be a little aggressive and take bad angles. It doesn't seem like a great marriage between the two. And Amos was so steady, it kind of freed up Jackson to kind of mm-hmm. be a little more aggressive. I'm curious how that looks now with kind of a blitzing front, or a more of a blitz heavy front with a safety that likes to gamble more than be kind of assignment sure. So that's definitely something to look for against a team that knows him very well. You better believe they're going to try to pick on that a little bit this game.
Oh, I absolutely think so.
They have to. I was thinking earlier when I was talking to my dad too at dinner, where like they have to go at him. They have to know that what his weaknesses are, what he can do, and I think Devontae Adams can easily square up with him. So that's going to be very interesting to see, and I hope it makes the Bears fans shut up a little bit, because it's like, we know if you got a good player, we would be so sad about it and probably telling you, like, being angry because the Bears got a good player, but that's not really the case.
I think my favorite part is that Redskins fans who had him for all of like 8 games are like, yeah, we know that was not good. We didn't want him back.
It's fairly telling that they traded like a 4th round pick for him. They're like, no, we're good. 8 games, yeah, okay. 8 games is fine.
That's cool. We're good. We're good. You want to go somewhere else? That's cool. That's cool.
No worries. No worries, man.
I appreciate that. So that's one thing. I want to see that. But one of the biggest things, biggest mashup wise that I'm looking for, that I'm actually scared of, is the Bears running backs versus the Packers linebackers. that frightens the hell out of me because Tariq Cohen is a freak. Montgomery is really, really good, and I was really hoping he would go anywhere but the Bears because I think complimentary-wise, those two together are outstanding.
Yeah.
And then the fact that we have a very, very limited middle linebacking core. I mean, I know they got Goodson. That's great. He's great in run defense. But, I mean, how quickly is he – I mean, he's, what, see a quarter of the plays maybe if he's ready to go?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, they just nabbed him, so I can't imagine he's going to be bulk of the snaps.
No. I mean, and Martinez is great, but he's not that fast. I mean, Tariq Cohen's a freak of nature who can fly.
Exactly, so, and he may be able to stop him for a quarter or so, but he's going to get tired trying to stop him over and over and over again.
A lot of Raven Green, man. Just a whole Raven, lot of Raven Green.
Throw some Darnell Savage maybe that way at him. Get him towards the line. Like that's
Amos, obviously. Amos is going to be down there quite a bit.
So, yeah, that's something I'm really going to watch for because that Bears running back core is talented. So, against that middle linebacking core of the Packers, which is pretty barren right now, I'm not loving it. So, that's one thing I'm watching for. Otherwise, I think it's going to be a higher scoring game than everybody believes. So I'm excited about that. I think there's going to be some offense to it because the Bears really don't know the Packers offense and new style Bears defense. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of feeling out. So there's potential for some bigger plays. So jump right into it, guys. We got score predictions. We are actually going to start keeping score. I'm going to write these things down if I can find my pen. Otherwise, I'll be forced to listen to this again tomorrow.
No, we got someone who'll take care of this for us. One of our listeners will take it down and mark it for us.
They will.
Okay. I have a pen. I'm still going to write it down.
Or you can look for a pen. That's fine. Either way.
I got a pen. We're good to go. So, score predictions. Who wants to go first?
I will go first. I'm confident.
All right, Sarah.
Think the Packers are going to win 24-21. Very close to last year's Week 1. Score, not quite the same, but close. That is my prediction. The Packers are going to win. I'm feeling good about it, even though I had my concerns, like we just talked about, with the Bears and what if the Packers are going to be able to stop them. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game. It'll be close till the end, but the Packers are going to win.
If you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, I think I had the Bears winning this. But, man, listen, it's game day. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling excited. I'm going Packers 27-17. I think they nab at least one or two interceptions off Trubisky. Get some pressure going early, get him a little spooked, probably get a couple sacks or at least some hits in. Don't let him run around so much. I don't know. I have a good feeling. Very good feeling. Just going to Chicago and just the Chicago saying, well, you know, last year they had that big comeback, but that was in Green Bay. Well, they're just going to go to Chicago and beat him anyway. So
I love it, and we're going 3-for-3. I'm taking the Packers. I am taking it. It's 34-31, and I am calling the last-second field goal from Mason Crosby with a doink off of the goalpost in to win the game. I think it's going to be the ultimate, like, doink reversal, or however. We'll have to come up with a good hashtag for it because doink reversal I don't think is a good one. But
I don't like it.
I'm not loving it right now.
What's the distance on that kick, Steve? What's the...
As we talked about pregame, if it is a 43-yard field goal that he doinks into the uprights and wins a game, I will buy any Packer fan that is in the bar in Indiana with me. I will buy them a shot, and I will be running around the I don't know what the bar looks like, so if there's like a circle I can run in or a U-shape, something like that, I'll be doing some celebration. I'll try to get some video for you guys, too, because I'm sure you'll love that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It'll probably be not safe for work. I'll be swearing quite a bit, and if I'm in Bears country, I might be getting tackled as well. So it'll be quite interesting. But after the 34-31 victory, I don't care if I'm getting tackled.
Worth it.
It's definitely worth it. Let's hit some closing thoughts, Dusty. I know you got something you wanted to talk about.
I do. So there's an article that hit JS Online earlier today. I think. It was earlier today. So we're recording this on Wednesday, so it's September 4th. It was written by Kurt Hogg, who, if you don't follow him on Twitter, you probably should. But he went through, he did a summer project where he decided to look at every single touchdown pass in Aaron Rodgers' career. I think it's 300. I've got it pulled up here. I think it's like 374 touchdown passes. And he went through and he kind of talked about, he highlighted the top 20, but he kind of runs through all the rest of them as well. He's got links at the bottoms with all of them linked, but he's got the top 20 throws with GIFs in there as well. Very entertaining article. It's actually behind a paywall. So I had to pay to read it, but I think if you sign up, I think it's like a dollar for the first 3 months or something like that. So, you know, do that maybe. But it was a lot of fun. You know, it kind of talks about, he
took me your password.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll give you a, no, Steve, support good writing. I'm not giving you a password. But yeah, it's cool.
It's
you know,
worth a shot.
It was worth a shot. Just, you know, not on air, Steve, don't ask me on air. But yeah, it's awesome. You know, he's got, he kind of talks about the context. He takes context into account. I know he kind of, he actually hit me up. I felt very important. He hit me up as a kind of a consultant to say like, hey, which one do you think this is number one? Do you think this is, so I actually worked as a consultant on this a little bit. I felt very fancy. I felt very fancy, but yeah, it's fun. You get to go through, relive some great Rodgers touchdown passes and, I don't know, get you ready for the season. So if you haven't already, check that out. Went up today. It's amazing. That's all. That's my final thought. Cool. It's great.
Sarah, has anything percolated in your mind, or are you you're just ready to go?
Yes, it actually has. I have a closing comment. So, kind of a PSA to Packers fans. I know it's very easy for everyone to get negative, especially on Twitter and everything, and freak out. But what I would like to say is tomorrow, or today, week one, prime time to open season, rivalry game, Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. Let's just enjoy it. I know no matter what happens, people are going to be pissed off and people are going to have things to say, but this is something I truly think we take advantage of. So I just think everyone, no matter what, shouldn't freak out if everything doesn't look perfect. It's week one, so no one needs to freak out. You just need to sit back. Packers football is back. So week one, let's just enjoy it and have a good time. That's what I would like to say.
Amen. Steve,
you told me you had nothing. You literally told me you had nothing to close with. You just stole exactly what I wanted to say. Like, seriously, I had this whole thing about Packers fans. Relax. It's the beginning of the season. It doesn't matter if it doesn't.
R-E-L-A-X.
It doesn't matter if it doesn't look perfect right away. Or if they lose, it's one game out of 16.
Steve, like, Steve, we just heard Sarah say this. Why are you saying this? I just heard Sarah say this.
Son of a bitch! Like, see, I had this whole thing, and you just stole it out of. All right, we're done. We're done. That's it. Screw it! I don't care how the rest of it goes. I'm done.
Oh, look, Sarah made him mad this week.
It's impressive. Normal Dusty does it on a very regular basis, but Sarah stole
my
material.
Well, how was I supposed to read your mind? And you didn't tell me what you were going to close with either. So.
You said you had nothing. You said you had nothing. I didn't think I had to inform you of the thing I was going to say since you had nothing to.
I shared mine. I shared
it. You did. Sarah, you said you had nothing.
Well, I thought of it halfway.
Good to know. Good to know. Way to be a team player. Appreciate it.
This is the last week of the three of us together. I hope you all enjoyed us being together.
Sarah's not going to be here next week. So,
Oh, that's not what I meant.
I am officially suspending Sarah for the next week because this is some BS right here. thought stealing, intellectual property, anything along those lines that she's suspended for a week. I don't care what Andy says. This is what's happening. Actually, Sarah's going to be in New York, so... She will not be able to join us next week, but we will make sure to get a score prediction from you, Sarah, for next week.
Yes, for sure.
Keep it down. We still need to come up with a bet for this.
Oh, for whoever has the most.
Yeah, whoever has the worst record. Because, I mean, it's going to be one of the two of you. So
probably going to eat something terrible.
Oh, video proof of
eating something terrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that does remind me. I do have to do a shout out. Give me 2 seconds for... Search through my.
We're still recording.
What are you doing? Guys talk for like 3 seconds. I just one of our followers sent me Oreo cookies, and I have to.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Oh yes, this is really cool.
I just got to find it for a second. That's why. So you guys, everybody listening knows that we did the 1 year anniversary show, and we gave out some prizes and everything. And one of the guys who won was Travis, and he was very happy. He won Ha Clinton Dix autographed helmet, so that was pretty cool for him. Loved it, and he sent me a couple Twitter DMs and stuff like that, and it was great. And then I ended up getting a package in the mail from him, so I was kind of a little taken aback, and he had sent me some, I believe it's maple syrup Oreo, like maple cream Oreo.
Yeah, those things looked awesome.
Yeah, I haven't tried them yet, so I will be opening them after the episode tonight and taking a peek, because I had never seen them, never heard of them, but it was just one of those things. Like, it was just such a almost surreal moment for me of, like, this is the kind of impact that we have on people. It's just the Packers community. It's just really, really cool that, you know, we take the time to talk to you guys every single day about the Packers, and you love it so much, and the interaction between you guys is everything. So that's it was really, really cool for me to have Travis reach out and do that kind of stuff. So I'm not giving out anybody's home address, but it was just thank you to him. Thank you for all of you guys for listening, because it's a lot of fun for us, and that was just really, really cool for me. So I will be tasting the Oreos tonight, and I will definitely tell you guys how they are, because they were a special release Oreo.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was amazing. You sent that picture. That's incredible, man. That's very, yeah. Very exciting.
Very exciting. So, Sarah, do you have any second closing thoughts that you need to steal from me, or are we good to go?
You know, someone actually sent me Oreos, too. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up. Can we mute her? Can we just put her on mute? I'm done. I'm officially done with the Hurricane Girl. Like, we're done. We're done with her. Get rid of her. Dump her off the call. I'm kidding, Sarah. We're all very happy you're safe.
Blah, 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 blah. He's not happy, Sarah. He's still mad about the thing.
I can't believe it. It wasn't Dusty this week. It was me.
Yeah. Two different occasions. He's done, man.
I'm as shocked as anybody else. I'm as shocked.
He's not mad. He's just disappointed, Sarah.
Very, very.
I just think it's funny that.
The very dad thing for us. So, yeah, we're just disappointed, Sarah.
I'm proud of you, Sarah. Yeah, you are. I'm so proud.
You're an ass. You try to bait me, and I just take it every single week. Every single week I do it. This week it was Sarah. I didn't see it coming.
We switched it. Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have a separate, like, Twitter message between, like, who's going to screw with Steve tonight? Who's going to do it? I fully believe that there's that conversation going on between the two.
Don't, but we will now.
No. It's understandable. All right. Well, this will be a Packers victory by all three of us. We like it. I think that's something that we can all agree on. It's going to be outstanding. We can talk so much trash to Bears fans. So I think we end it there. Thank you guys for listening. We will Dusty and I are going to be together next week.
Yeah.
Pray for you guys to listen to that thing.
Gruesome twosome.
It'll be good. It'll be good. Sarah will text us pictures of the water she's drinking while we're podcasting. It'll be really good. But thank you guys for listening. Dusty, I'll talk to you next week. Sarah, we'll catch you in 2 weeks when the Packers will be 2-0 after that. So we'll be good. Beat the Bears. And as always, go Pack, go.